Do you talk in your sleep? I don't think I do, but how would I really know? Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to this Friday edition of the Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Very fortunate to have with us a sleep expert, Dr. Deepa Burman of the University of Pittsburgh Medical School. She has both children and adults as patients, helping to promote overall health and wellness through sleep health. Dr. Burman, wanted to ask you a question. We've been talking about what is generically referred to as sleep hygiene. What happens if you've got a real good friend who always complains about their sleep? How do you help someone who's struggling with their sleep habits, whether it's a partner, a dear friend, a parent, your children? What's your advice?
So the number one advice I have for people who are struggling with sleep issues, especially if those issues relate to trouble going to bed, trouble waking up in the middle of the night, or waking up too early, is to have a consistent schedule. When it comes to sleep, regularity is the key. Going to bed at a similar time, but more importantly, waking up at the same time every single day. If we are able to do this on most nights of the week and the month and the year, a lot of our sleep issues will start to fall into a better place. In addition to that, getting into a good circadian rhythm with increased exposure to bright light in the morning, decreased exposure to light in the evening, and cutting down on caffeine or nicotine. So those are some of the things that people who have sleep issues should start out with, taking a step back and seeing, are these a problem in their life? Many times people who have sleep issues, they actually focus on the bedtime a lot and then tend to sleep in. However, that can sometimes backfire, and we need to handle that wake up time, and wake up time should be the same every single day of the week, including the weekdays as well as weekends.
Some of our texters on the line, and certainly myself, I'm hearkening back to my Wall Street lawyer days. The longest I ever spent awake was about 50 hours leading up to a trial, and I felt like I was losing my mind as well as my grip on reality. It was totally surreal. Folks, sleep deprivation throughout the week and making it up on the weekend, not the way to good overall health. I'm not saying it. That's our expert guest this half hour, Dr. Deepa Burman of the University of Pittsburgh Medical School. When you've got a really big day coming up, a huge work presentation, or let's say you're getting up and you got to get all the family and the kids on an airplane for a long day of traveling, or when your child has a big exam or a big athletic event, what's the best way to prepare for that kind of big day?
So the number one thing here that I want to say is avoid going into that situation with a sleep debt. Mm. We all know, and I have done it too, before a vacation, we want to pack in every bit of work and finish up that work. And so, and many times if we are traveling across time zones, we go already into that situation with a sleep debt. So preparing a bit beforehand and making sure that when our sleep is tanked up, or when our gas is full, you have more to spare when you have those moments of lost sleep hours, as opposed to you're already going in with sleep deprivation.
Don't burn the midnight oil and then hope to get a really restful sleep. Maybe go in with a little sleep surplus for your big, big day. Boy, I remember those nights taking the exams in grad school. Very nerve-wracking, but I always knew that after a certain point, very diminishing marginal returns to additional study hours. I'm sure as a medical student, you remember those times as well, Dr. Burman. Last question. Yes, maybe not our last question. We talked very briefly about traveling. What's the best way to combat jet lag, and are there different tactics depending on which way you're going?
Yes. Yeah, so depending on which way you're going, the best way to combat it is that figuring out what time zone you might be going into. And again, similar to these time changes, if you can do it adjusting gradually, and if you cannot do it, going into your the time zone that you're going into and making sure that using that bright light in the morning to your benefit to keep you more awake during the day, and decreasing the light exposure in the evening to help you fall asleep at night. Now, with the help of, you know, your physician, your primary care physician or pediatrician, you can also talk about use of melatonin in this scenario. Sometimes a low dose melatonin, especially if you're traveling for longer periods of time, can help you set a rhythm into a new time zone if you're crossing several different time zones for work.
Note, everyone, she didn't say get into a fight with your seatmate about who controls the shade on your airplane window. No, no, no. That is not a good solution for your jet lag problems. We've got just about a little bit over a minute left, Dr. Berman. I want to ask you and end with this. If you had like the top three things, I know we've been talking about a lot of this stuff generally and in different scenarios, but the top three things that you could share with people about how to improve their sleep health, and maybe some words to the wise about the importance of sleep to our overall well-being throughout every stage of our life. And I also want to thank you, Dr. Deepa Berman of the University of Pittsburgh Medical School. It's been a real pleasure. So please tell everybody who's listening, how important is this and what are your top three tips for sleep health?
Thank you so much. Sleep actually impacts every single organ system around in our body, from our brains to our heart to our kidneys to our hormone system. Sleep deprivation can actually not only lead to increased risk of heart disease, but can also impact our metabolism, leading to obesity. It can impact concentration, memory, mood issues, learning in children, poor behaviors, attention issues in children. And so a few different things that I want to say that you can do to take care of your sleep. Number one, regular sleep schedule. Number two, making sure that you turn off those electronics 30 minutes before bedtime. And if you can, get some activity during the day, bright during the morning.
Oh, we just lost.